As a Brethren in Christ church, one of the things that we do here is what's called child or infant dedication. For some of you, you may have seen this done in a different way. If you grew up in the Catholic Church, it was infant baptism. We do it as dedication because we feel like it's the parents that are bringing the child to the church and saying, I want to and I'm going to commit to raising my child in my faith, in my Christian faith. We feel like it's really the parents that are making that decision, that commitment at that point in time. And then later on in the journey of a person, we hope and we pray that they follow the instructions, the command of Christ to be baptized, and that's then a personal decision that that individual makes. So I just want to give you that history. I know we all come from a little bit of different backgrounds as we get together for a service like this. So this morning I'm going to invite the Millers and the Engelbrechtsons, if you guys want to make your way forward. We get the privilege this morning of dedicating two beautiful, beautiful children. In Scripture we see that Mary and Hannah, they bring their children to the church and they present their children as a dedication to the Lord. And that's really what we're doing this morning is Jeff and Meredith and Don and Josh are presenting their children to the Lord this morning as an act of dedication. So I'm going to make us all go up onto the platform because people are going to want to get pictures of you probably. And they definitely want to see you. There's no question about that. In 3 John chapter 1, verse 4, it says this. It says, I have no greater joy than to hear that my children are walking in the truth. And as a parent, I know you guys already know this. As a parent, I definitely have felt this joy knowing that my kids are walking in the truth of God. And as a parent with Dane and Delaney now, you guys are going to see that and sense God's goodness as you raise them in God's... as you raise them in the faith of you guys, Christianity. God has been gracious to you in giving you the gift of your child. Do you now present Dane and Delaney before God in dedication? If so, say we do. Is it your purpose to bring up Dane and Delaney in the ways of the Lord? If so, say it is. As a couple, will you continue to love each other and your child that God has given to you, so that your child will experience the meaning of love, trust, and grace? If so, say we will. And finally, will you endeavor to provide a Christian home and atmosphere for your child? Will you teach your child in the Christian faith and way? Will you surround Delaney and Dane with Christian influences through the church and other relationships and encourage them to faith in Jesus Christ? If so, say, with God's help, we will. All right, Dane, you're going to learn a little lesson this morning. This is the way it goes throughout life. Ladies first. So, Delaney, I'm going to have you come on over. I would like to hold her, if that's all right. Delaney, as your pastor and your parents, this morning we come and we dedicate you to God, to the kingdom of God, to His service. And we do this in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Lord God, I just come to you and I think of the Miller family. I thank you so much, Lord God, for this blessing to their family. I thank you, Lord God, for how you have given Dawn and Josh Delaney and this role in her life. I would pray, Lord God, that each day as they move forward, as they invest in her, as they raise her, I pray that they will see the opportunities that they have to share their faith with her, to give her a good understanding, a good foundation to build her own faith on. Lord God, we just pray that you would bless Josh and Dawn in incredible ways,
as they show your love to Delaney. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. I'm such a patient young man. Hey there, Dane. Last week I got to eat Chipotle with him. So we bonded a little bit. Dane, again, as your pastor and your parent, it's our privilege this morning to dedicate you to the service of God's kingdom. And we do this in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Heavenly Father, we pray for the Engelbrechtsons and this beautiful family that you have blessed them with. We thank you for the girls and the joy that they bring to this family. We thank you, Lord God, for both Meredith and Jeff and their parenting, their commitment to raising their children within the church. Heavenly Father, we would pray the exact same for them, that you would just open their eyes each and every day to the opportunities that they might have to share you and your love, and your goodness with Dane. Lord God, we would just pray that as they come across days where it gets frustrating, where they feel overwhelmed, that you will give them strength and just bless them and encourage them in that journey. Let them see, Lord God, that there's no greater joy than to see their children walking in the truth. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. We have for you guys, I'm just going to step behind you real quickly. Just a first Bible and a dedication certificate. We hope and pray that through the pages of this Bible that you can teach Delaney and Dane the stories of Christ and the importance of following Christ. To us as a congregation, because we know that this is a job that it takes the whole village to really do. If you're a parent, you understand that. It's beyond just you. So to you as a congregation, I charge you with this. I charge you as family and friends to accept Dane and Delaney into the life of the congregation and to share the responsibility for their nurturing in Christ. As a response of faith and commitment, I'm going to ask as members of the congregation for you to stand as we pray. And if everybody would stand, we'll pray together. Heavenly Father, we do come to you and we thank you that you know that we need more than just who we are in order to really, truly do the task that's ahead of Engelbrechtsons and Millers. So, Father God, standing in this room, our Sunday school teachers, our vacation Bible school volunteers, our people that are youth leaders, our people that in all different areas and age levels that these children will make it to, they will be investing in them. So, Lord God, it would be my prayer that as a church, we love on Dane and Delaney. That we, as a church, show them your love and your care. That we be a witness for how they should live their lives. That they can look at others within the congregation and say, that person is following Christ. I want to do the same. Lord God, help us as a church to walk alongside and to be an encouragement to Josh and Don, and Jeff and Meredith. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.